This is Evan Dietrich Smith, and you're watching Cheesehead TV.
Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. It is Wisconsin Pro Day today. That's where Ted Thompson is usually in attendance to talk about Wisconsin's Pro Day for a little bit of a preview. We have joining us on the phone, Zach Heilprin of ESPN Wisconsin. Zach, how you doing today?
Doing great. How about you?
Very good. Thank you for joining us on the show. As I said here, Zach, Ted Thompson's usually at Wisconsin Pro Day. I suppose there are no guarantees in this, but assuming he is this year, let's give this a little bit of a preview. Who is the best player Ted Thompson's going to see today? Is it Chris Borland?
It probably is Chris Borland. I mean, him or Jared Aberderis, you just turn on the tape on either one of those guys and they stand out. But yeah, Chris Borland, if not for the size issues, I think he'd be even further up the draft boards. Probably, maybe he makes it guaranteed in the second round, maybe even sneaks into the first. He didn't run well. That's the thing. He does not measure out very well either time-wise or size-wise, but he just makes plays. And, sometimes I think in this process, this draft process that we get into, it just is such a long process that you find every little fault of every guy and you start to second question what's actually on the film. And I think that will happen with Chris Borland. Unfortunately for him, it's going to have him falling down a little bit. But yeah, him or Jared Aberderis, I think Jared showed a lot of people down at the combine that he's not just a guy that's a work hard player. He's a pretty darn good athlete. And I think that stood out to everybody. I'm not sure exactly what everybody's going to be doing today. But if he wants to improve on his 40 time, he certainly will at the McLean Center, which is well known for guys running a whole bunch faster than they do in Indy.
Okay, here with Jared Aberderis, Zach. At the combine, he had the fewest reps on the bench press of any player there, which I don't know how big of a deal that is. I mean, it raises a little bit of a red flag, but I mean, for a wide receiver, we're not talking about an offensive lineman in the bench press here. But how much of a concern is that?
I think it's significant. I quite honestly, I'm surprised if he knew. I mean, he knew what he was going to be able to do. You would think. Why would you go and put that number up there? I think that number is worse than him not doing it at all. I mean, there's quite a few guys that didn't do it at all. If I were him, I probably wouldn't have. I think in the idea of trying to get off press coverage in the NFL, I guess you could kind of point to that. Your bench press maybe is needed, but he's just so quick. You look at the numbers he posted. The shuttle and the three cone drill and that kind of stuff. He's quick. He never had a huge issue getting off the line in the slot, which I think is where he is going to be able to have a future. How easily is it able to press a guy in the slot? I'm not sure, but I guess that would be where you would see the bench press. But I don't think it's going to have a huge impact on where his draft position is.
Safety Desmond Southward was invited to the NFL Combine. From all appearances, he was there at the Combine, but didn't do any drills. Has there been any word on what's up with him?
Poor guy cleared medically, apparently. He had surgery after the regular season finale on his wrist. He played in the bowl game, but I guess the Indy doctor's not confident enough to clear him there, and so he didn't get to take part in anything, which was a bit surprising. He will take part in everything today, according to his agent. And I think he's going to test off the charts, to be honest. He's a really, really good athlete. I think he's going to run really well. I mean, he'll go out there and run like a 4.5 or 4.6, and I'll have egg on my face. But I think he's going to run. He's an extremely good athlete. Only played 1 year of high school football, still learning the game. I think he's going to be able to stick as a special teams guy just because of his athleticism and his speed. He needs to certainly develop in other areas.
Yeah, I like Desmond Southward from a measurable standpoint. I agree. I think he's going to run really well and test well and measure well and all those things. The question with him, I think, is he never showed the big play ability in college. But these other three guys who were at the combine, Peterson, Groy, White, who do you like out of these guys? Who's going to be drafted the highest out of those three, maybe?
That's a good question. I think those three guys are going to be drafted in right around the same area. It sounds like James White was happy enough with his numbers at the combine that he will not be testing. I think he ran a 4.59 in his 40. Kind of surprised he doesn't want to run that again just because of how fast the track is at the McLean Center in Madison. Jacob Pedersen certainly will. He plans to do everything he needs to improve on that time that he had. I think it was 4.89. And Ryan Groy, you know, I like him. He's a Middleton kid. He is just a versatile guy. Played tackle, guard, and center during his time at Madison, even lined up at fullback his freshman year. But I think he's going to have a big-time career. But James White, when you think about all-around backs, I think Monty Ball was as close to an all-around back Wisconsin put out in recent years. James White is an all-around back. He's a little bit smaller, and you get into that arm size crap again with him. But he's a little bit smaller, but he can catch, he can block. They trust him as much as anybody I've ever seen here in Madison. Thomas Hammock will certainly subscribe to that. But he does it all. He doesn't really have a huge weakness outside of his size. So I think he has the biggest chance of going up and being the highest draft pick out of those three guys.
Yeah, I like James White. I've said before, he's the perfect complementary back. I think he could be like one of the best number two backs in the NFL and be productive as a number two back. I think that's where he fits in the NFL. Not to say he couldn't be a number one guy, but I think he's the perfect complimentary guy. One of the guys who wasn't invited to the combine was Bo Allen, defensive lineman. You got to think he's going to be out to prove people wrong and kind of being overlooked and snubbed, wouldn't you say?
I mean, yeah, I really think he got snubbed. I was really surprised to see him not get involved or get invited to the combine. I think he kind of got lost, to be honest with you. They moved to this new 3-4 scheme, plays the nose guard spot, and really got lost. I think he didn't, the numbers weren't there. And, you know, you just didn't hear his name a ton, and I think maybe he got lost. But I think teams are going to see his versatility, his ability to play in that 4-3, which is what he did for the first 3 years in Madison, then going to his 3-4. I think he's going to be able out to show that he was wrong. We talked to him, gosh, it must have been a couple weeks ago, and he was upset about it a little bit, but he also said it's a motivating thing for him to be able to come here in Madison. But you know what it does? It makes, you know, if you get to go to Indy and you don't have a great time, at least you have a pro day to make up for it. He doesn't have that. The pressure is on him today to show up and be big and test out well and all that kind of stuff, because this is his only chance to get in front of these NFL scouts, at least in a workout setting like this.
One last guy I want to talk to you about, Brian Wozniak, tight end for the Badgers. Kind of, I suppose maybe he's more of in the blocking mold of the tight ends, kind of a big guy. But tell me, does he have the ability at the next level to also be involved in the pass game?
You just look at his stats. I mean, he had 8 catches last year and 4 of them went for touchdowns, or maybe it was 5 catches and 4 of them went for touchdowns. He's a guy that, and in talking to Jeff Jennett, the tight ends coach, he's obviously a great inline blocker, and they really like him there. He doesn't necessarily have the speed that even Jacob Pedersen had, and, you know, maybe Pedersen's speed isn't great. But yeah, he doesn't have that ability to get down the seam like you see a lot of tight ends doing, but there's also a lot of tight ends that don't do that in the NFL. They're more of a safety valve kind of thing, and I think he can. When we were talking about this yesterday at the office, I look at Brian Wozniak. I see 8 guys from this group of seniors for Wisconsin being able to stick, possibly stick in an NFL camp and possibly even stick to an NFL roster. And Wozniak's the 8th one, along with Bo Allen, and the 6 invites to Indy. I think the value of his blocking is going to be significant for teams that want to, you know, pound you. And I think there's plenty of teams that still want to do that. We've seen some success. It's not necessarily I formation, you know, 5 guys, or I should say like a, you know, 7-man line and going in doing that kind of thing. But teams still want to pound the ball, run the ball at you. And I think he'd be a perfect guy for that kind of system.
Zach, before we let you go, one last topic here. Yesterday, the rumors come out that the Packers may be interested in former Badgers tight end Garrett Graham, now with the Houston Texans, scheduled to become a free agent. I know he was part of the team before you covered the Badgers beat, but, I mean, what do you know about Garrett Graham and what he brings as a player?
He's just another guy. He's just another Wisconsin tight end. He fits that mold. Not overly fast. I believe he ran a 4.7 at the combine, then 4.6, which is pretty good at McLean Center. But he's a bigger body. He's a guy that has stepped up in production these past couple of years. Had close to 50 catches over 550 yards, 5 touchdowns this past year for a Texans team that just wasn't very good at all, and their quarterback play was horrendous at times. If he makes it to the open market, I certainly think that he could be a complimentary tight end. I don't think he's a number one. I don't see the athletic ability to be a number one, but he can certainly help them. And if they want to go that direction, if they want to go use him as their number two tight end and maybe draft a guy, I could see that. But he's not originally from Wisconsin, so I'm not sure what kind of ties he would have if Packers were interested. I think there's going to be a number of teams that'll be after him. But the draft is so stocked with tight ends that maybe his number doesn't get what he wants, and he goes back to Houston.
Zach, thank you so much for taking a few minutes here to talk to us this morning on Cheesehead TV. We appreciate it. We'll be looking forward to your coverage from Wisconsin's Pro Day. And thanks a lot.
Yeah, appreciate it, Brian. Thanks.
All right, take care. Zach Heilprin of ESPN Wisconsin joining us here on the show this morning, talking some Packers football, talking some Badgers football, kind of the confluence of the two today as it's Wisconsin's Pro Day taking place this morning. Packers general manager Ted Thompson usually in attendance. It's not like Ted Thompson announces where he's going to go, so we don't know if he's going to be there. But the past 3 years, I know for sure Ted Thompson's always been there trying to, it's an easy drive for him within the state to see the Wisconsin guys. And it's a good draft class from Wisconsin. Maybe, I don't know if there's a first rounder in this year's class, but there's a lot of guys who are going to be drafted and play in the NFL from this Wisconsin Badgers group of seniors this year. So good group, and we'll see how it all plays out today. You know what, folks? It's going to be a shortened edition of Railbird Central today because I'm going to Wisconsin's Pro Day. I got to end this episode short so I can get over to Madison. I got a little drive ahead of myself, but it's all taking place this morning. So I apologize for the shortness of the show, but hopefully I'll make it up to you in that we'll provide some coverage from Wisconsin's Pro Day, and we can do that. So I hope to bring that to you folks. So my apologies here, but have a good Wednesday, everyone. We'll be back on Friday. We'll be talking about more Packers football, more NFL draft, all kinds of that kind of stuff. So make sure to join us then. So on behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Kirvo, everyone. We'll see you later. I leave you today with a song called Velvet Red by a Conspirator on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go, Pack, go. Go.